Do you want to be the MC? You're in the middle.
Sure, fine. So I pro tem call this meeting to order.
Roll call.
Bill Goggins.
Here.
Laura Hine. John Kapler.
Here.
Kathleen McMonagall.
Here.
Betsy Pringle. Elsie Weber. Rick Whitney.
Perfect. So in announcements on the agenda are going to be, we're going to talk about history first tonight, since you both are here. So we'll flip the order of the agenda to take care of you first. There aren't any meetings to read, any minutes to read.
And we couldn't approve them anyway.
And we couldn't approve them anyway because we don't have a quorum. But I just did have a question of the staff. Neither of you were involved in any of the correspondence regarding the CamWest development south of the Houghton Market. I know there have been some additional emails back and forth. But it would be nice if you could ask that some sort of report come forward at the next meeting. As to exactly where, you know, exactly what the city is doing on that would be nice.
So you're talking about concerns with traffic and...
Yes, at our last meeting we had several of the neighborhood group come to discuss traffic accessing off of 106 and not 108. The council explained to them the previous developments that were submitted. The neighborhood groups at that time asked that they not come off 108, only off of 106th. So the development did what the previous developments were asked to be done by the neighborhood. Now the neighborhood seemingly has changed its mind and doesn't want this to happen.
But there's too many entrances there.
Yeah, so...
I know this has been... a lot of staff have become involved in this, and the city manager has gone out, and people from Public Works, and so I think a report back to you would probably be good.
Perfect. Yeah, just so that's in the record, that'd be perfect. Okay. All right, on the Central Houghton Neighborhood Plan, let's talk about the historical context section first. You all, thank you very much for coming, and if there's anything you would like to make a comment about first, now would be the time. Otherwise, we could we could have an informal conversation about that. That'd be great.
Sure.
Perfect. Okay. While I'm chatting on this, I had a couple of comments about this. First of all, thank you very, very much for doing this. I think this is real exciting to be part of the documentation, etc. If I look at the second paragraph of what you all have done, it's talking about the French House and that it was moved to 4130 Lake Washington Boulevard in 1978. Now, I happen to be chairing the Lakeview Neighborhood Group, and in that plan there is an awful lot of discussion that there are three historical residences in that neighborhood. Two of them are together. I believe it's the French House next to the Suffith House, if I'm pronouncing that properly. And my question was, is it appropriate or valuable at all, since this document is going to go into, I'm assuming, both neighborhood plans, Central Houghton and the Lakeview Neighborhood Plan, is it appropriate, since the Lakeview Neighborhood Group is putting an important emphasis on both homes, and they're sort of together now on Lake Washington Boulevard, if both should be chatted about in the context?
And I do not personally know anything about the second home. I was going after a historic family. I do not know personally anything about the other home.
Nor do I. Okay.
Can I just mention something about that, too?
Lynette knows.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was just going to say that the way we decided to do this, because it kind of combines both neighborhoods, this document, Janice wasn't going to repeat this in the Lakeview neighborhood plan. She was going to reference this, and then she was going to call out specific historic buildings in Lakeview. So her document is slightly different. So I don't know that they need to be. This could stand the way it is, and then she would have that information in hers. I don't know how want to do it, but that's an option.
Okay.
Hers is, I think this is more like telling a story almost, and hers is a little more, because she wanted to take a different track because she was going to reference this. Hers is saying specific homes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I suppose, not being the one that makes a decision either way, I both work. I mean, mm-hmm. the exact same document in both, or one references the other, and the other maybe goes in a little bit more specificity about what happens down in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what else? I had a... the bell. I remember that the Houghton family that donated the bell. I remember there was an article, and I recall it was something that was handwritten about the bell that somebody had brought in 2 or 3 years ago and chatted with us about. And the story was so wonderful about the bell, you know, where it came from and that it was a foundry in Boston, et cetera, et cetera. I personally think it'd be kind of fun to have a little bit more information about, you know, the bell, because I think that's how why the name was of Houghton was chosen, because this family donated the bell and it was on the church, and I thought that was pretty cool. And if this doesn't change at all, that's okay. I still remember the story, so.
And you know that Houghton was the second choice.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah, I think when you all chatted with us before, we went from Pleasant Bay to Houghton. I didn't know there was a, let's do Edison in there. Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah, okay.
I had also written down, what happened to the bell? Because I thought the bell was...
It's a Northrop.
Yeah. That's okay. I would put it's now at Northcote, yeah. Yeah, because I had remembered.
Really?
Wait, the bell's still here. So you didn't know that, right?
I didn't. Should you put that in here? That
yeah,
know,
I think that I think that
people
really
over
cool.
in the Norcook neighborhood, you know, have like you know
stolen the bell.
Have stolen the bell.
It resides at the Congregational Church.
That is very so cool. That'd be cool to say. That's really neat.
And they can keep the bell.
Very cool. I mean, this is really neat. Thank you. Okay. There were two families named Houghton?
Two families that gave the bell.
Oh, well, I got it. Okay.
What was the name of the other family, do you know?
No.
I stumped them.
Houghton was never here. No, she never visited, was it?
Oh, really?
Oh, no. She gave bells all over the country. This is a startup church.
Oh, I got it.
So,
who did? Oh, they did?
Mr. and Ms. Houghton. They didn't live here.
Oh.
They just sent us a bell. We'd love to visit that place. We can't. Let's send them a bell.
They gave pews. They did anyway, you know.
Yeah, part of their mission work, I guess. Sent the bell.
Was there any other town in the country that was named Houghton as a result of one of their gifts?
No, that's a good question. There's quite a few.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not any stranger than George Washington. Perfect. So, if I may, if you do know something about the Suffolk House, could you maybe enlighten me real quickly on that? Sidebar real fast while you're here.
What?
Yes, actually, it was a sanitarium.
Okay.
And it had passed through several families. And I'm not sure, I think it was the second family that had it as the sanitarium.
Hmm.
And then it was into a residential third family that owned it when it moved. And I don't have the dates. I don't have the names of the family right at hand.
Interesting. Well,
do we want to have these ladies speak into the microphone?
Oh, yes, we probably will do that maybe before.
Oh, with our other members could hear your comments if they listen to the tape.
Yeah. Is the tape not going to pick this up at all?
It probably won't.
Yeah, if you if
they could sit, can they sit up here?
Come up
here. Yeah, you just want to sit here and here.
There's microphones.
Make a wish.
This way you get a chair. It's easier.
Where does Mary McBride usually sit?
Probably right here.
We don't have her name up.
I don't care. I want her seat.
Oh, so go
now
there.
Now we have to start this all over again.
No, yeah.
Well, maybe just for the record, I'll just reiterate quickly that we ask about including some information in the historical context for Central Houghton, because Lakeview neighborhood might use it as well, and that by reference, they'll reference the Central Houghton historical context and add the few pieces for Lakeview. Perfect. So maybe if you'd first give your name and address quickly, and name and address quickly.
Louina Hawkinson. 246 9th Avenue, Kirkland, Washington. At present, I am president of Kirkland Heritage Society.
Lynette Weber, 141 6th Avenue, Kirkland. And I'm past president of Kirkland Heritage Society, and now I'm on the Planning and Sites Committee. I'm also a King County Landmarks Commissioner.
Perfect. So, I think we are at the Suffolk House. I think both will be happy to know that in the Lakeview neighborhood plan, there was quite a bit of discussion from everyone involved that we should make a much better effort to mark and denote the historical places in the community. Mm-hmm. Because right now, whatever's there is buried in the bushes. Can't really notice it and see it. And everybody felt strongly to make them more noticeable and to sign them much better. So,
and you said there was three. So you're thinking of the Marsh Mansion as the third?
Yes, the Marsh Mansion would be
okay.
The third.
Okay. Yeah.
And I know that that's in private ownership now.
Yes.
Is that on the historic register?
It's on the national.
The national register.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Cool.
And the nephew of Louis Marsh is still living in Kirkland.
Okay. Great. So, any other things that?
Yes, you can go on the Halloween meeting. The last Wednesday of October, the meeting is at the Marsh Mansion.
Hopefully.
7 o'clock. It's going to be about a murder.
It's a true murder mystery.
It's a true murder mystery of Mercer Island. But
right.
Nonetheless, a murder.
Whoa.
And a Northwest murder mystery. And so there'll be some short tours of the house given that evening also, and it's open to the public.
Which house is this?
The Marsh Mansion.
Marsh Mansion.
And this is what day?
Halloween. Last Wednesday, October
20. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, if you've never been in it, it's a neat place. It really is a cool place.
I've been in it many times. I wouldn't miss it just to get in it again.
Yeah.
It's haunted. That's why we're having it there.
No, I
think
really
I'm kidding. I'm not. It's the 27th of October.
It's haunted.
And then, uh-huh. And in September, what meeting is it in September? Yeah, you do. You've got a calendar there.
I don't know who it is.
Oh, it's me.
Oh, you're doing it. Oh, it's the 29th.
The 29th of September, there will be a genealogy night for family history. That's the 29th. His wife's family is from Wayne Golf Course.
And where is that going to be? At the Heritage genealogy?
Hall. That's always there at Heritage Hall unless special like the Marshman.
Okay. Perfect. So, quickly, Doreen. Yeah, hi. That's all right. So on the in the historical context, I'm wondering if maybe some more ought to be discussed about the boundaries of where Houghton was, if this is going to be the document that's referenced.
Oh, okay.
Because all it says in here, and I don't remember exactly where it was, but that the Houghton Community Council now resides over three communities, or be a little teeny stitch of the Bridal Grove area, and if maybe a little bit better historical outline of where the property, you know, just kind of describing where the properties were, if that was part of it too, that might be nice from a history standpoint. Because if somebody has just moved into the Houghton neighborhood now, they're, if they wanted to know, well, what's this all about, it'd really be nice to, well, here it is, 1, 2, 3, kick.
That's fine. So we'll, can, I'll add that in.
Nice.
Me a little map. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Good yeah. Idea. Okay.
Got that. And then I have down to add a little more about the bell, where it is now, and you know, and then is it pronounced a suffix house? Is that?
It's Suthoff. S-U-T-H-O-F-F.
Suthoff.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Was there any reason why people are not, I had given information on John Court.
Part of the, and you had, and there was quite a bit of other information in here. This is longer than any other section that the.
Oh, I realize that.
You know, and so we, and so it was just something needed
he
to.
Is, I want to tell you, he was a doodah.
Yeah.
A doodah?
He was somebody. He was somebody.
Tell us more.
He owned over 120 theaters on the West Coast.
Wow.
His last theater on Seattle is the Moore Theater. He was the largest theater owner of America. He was the very first to have Edison lights in his theater as the main lights. The theater burned down in 1889. I mean, first in the world, whole blasted world. And Seattle was kind of a little bed of sin, and he kept his family tucked away in Houghton. It is where I believe the International School is now. It's where Collins School was. That was called Whisker Farm.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of acreage there. He had cattle there. He had, and he would come home. He was gone all the time. But he would come home to Houghton. And even in 1917, he's lists his name as Houghton, even though he technically is in New York most of the time. The New York Theater on Broadway in New York City is landmarked inside and out. It's the Court Theater. They know about John Court, and he was only there like 10 years. Here he was there 30 years, and he's forgotten. Huh. And it was, we were always a bedroom community. You know, people worked elsewhere and came home to where it was safe and nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say enough about it. 108th used to be called Court Road. The west of Market, and this is something I've just started. I went to, what is it, what department? Not the planning department, but the, you know, the parks department.
Buildings.
But, you know, anyway.
Building department?
No.
Public Works.
Public Works, thank you. I went to Public Works to see what we can do about starting that program again where we have the street signs changed. West of Market, Norkirk, and some downtown are have the old signage. Mm-hmm. don't want to start from scratch, like take down good signs, but they all have to be changed. And when they get changed, they should have their historic names on them. And we in Houghton, there's some historic names. And 108th West Court Road, C-O-R-T. And the blacktop was called the blacktop. And I think that that should be extended. And it wouldn't cost much money, I don't believe.
Well, if they're redoing signs, yeah, it won't cost really any money.
So I'd like to see that in there. I thought it was an ongoing thing, and I found out that it was not, so. There's Curtis Road. Yeah, there's quite a few roads. Mm-hmm. And we can provide them. And we can provide them for you.
Is that possible, Angeline, to
give
us a report back on where we are?
Oh, yeah.
On that?
I was just thinking, we think that there's a policy in the general elements to continue to...
But we'll look at that.
We'll check, and if there isn't one, then maybe you might want to...
I think it's died. I've been complaining about it for quite some time, because I thought it was ongoing. I thought they did the first bunch where they took down perfectly good signs and replaced them with the mm-hmm. historic signs, which is we had money back then. So.
Right.
But I thought it was going to go on as the signs came down, they would be changed all mm-hmm. throughout the community. And I misunderstood, apparently.
We'll check. And then mm-hmm. let us know. Report back, and then you might want to include something.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Cool. Okay.
But that's some interesting color, Mr. Court.
Oh, I just...
Yeah, and it seems like we should be able to add some of that to the
Please
historical
add Court,
background.
Mr. Court. His mm-hmm. grandson came to Seattle and absolutely... from New York, where he's a court. Everybody knows who he is. They had no clue who he was.
Yeah, he showed up here and he was nobody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was somebody in New York,
and
this area
was
nobody.
I was like a stalker
a
to find him. I had to find him. I mean, I found him.
Yeah.
And I was like a stalker. I mean, I was just...
Yeah, you probably don't want to say that.
We don't need that on the record.
We don't need it on the record.
Oh, sure.
You said it like four times.
Oh, sure I do. Oh, I have... I was wearing a constable badge. I should have had that. I had a Kirk... I bought an eBay on eBay, a Kirkland constable badge.
An old one.
I should have worn it.
Everything on eBay.
Mm-hmm. Huh. From the 1890s, and I was wearing it all day Saturday.
All right, any other
Kirsten,
comments?
She's a stalker. She's impersonating an officer.
An officer.
What else can we get?
I wanted to be arrested. Okay. My name is not Lillian Hawkinson. I didn't say that.
All right, so anything else on the historical part of this?
No, this is great. I think we can beef it up with some of the stuff you're talking about and okay. maybe even put in some of the old street names just to give that historical context as well. And back on a Mr. Court.
Well, we do have a map that has the original street names mm-hmm. on it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could get that for your records, as well as the general map of the Houghton boundaries.
That I mm-hmm. I think
that would
be
really helpful. If you could email it to me, is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And who would we email that to?
A. Ruggeri, R-U-G-G-E-R-I, at ci.kirkland.wa.us.
Thank you.
Perfect. All righty.
I have to say, I was pleased that so much history got in, and I'm really excited that you even want more.
Oh, it's
because you just do have a neat history where when you come to these meetings and all they think about is the parking, and I'm thinking, oh my God, they've always complained about parking. That's not going to go away.
No, it's. Why we are what we are. So that's very cool. Thank you for your hard work very much.
Yeah, very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All righty. So should we move on to the vision statement, Dorian?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you think we want to, or you might want to save that to talk about with the larger group?
Yeah, I think that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, because if we start making changes and then.
Yeah, Betsy was hoping we'd just add it to the next meeting.
Yeah.
That we could do that.
But our next meeting has a really long agenda, right? Isn't that the problem?
Well, this would be coming back to
October
12th.
And I think it's the only thing on the agenda, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not coming back on the 27th.
Your next meeting is October?
No, it's September 27th, but you'll be talking about Lakeview.
So the only thing for the vision statement is the first time I read it, I didn't read where it said vision statement, and I kept going, that's not true. I just didn't catch on that it was. I thought we meant current.
I can't tell you that.
I need vision in big words.
I'd like to look at it real quick. That's it. Do we have an extra copy of the vision statement that they could take with them? I can't tell you the comments that I've gotten from people about putting the vision statement in the present tense. It is this. It is opposed to it will become this. That's how they're written, and they're all consistent that way. And I keep telling people that's all the neighborhood plans are written that way. Mm-hmm. And it kind of gets everybody off-centered a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I was just like, it's not.
Exactly.
It would be out of date, though, if we said things like, 108 will become a well-managed street or something. And once it's well-managed.
And once it's well-managed, everybody clap. I don't know. It's like.
Just bold. Make it larger font and bold vision statement, and it won't be.
Yeah, put highlight it in yellow for everybody. Okay. So. Let's dispense with any council reports. There's no request for audience, so.
Going back to the vision statement, I think it might be helpful to have a introductory paragraph that explains what the vision statement is, what you're trying to accomplish in it, and why it's written in the tense that it is, and that way it kind of steps people into that mindset of, okay, this is what I'm reading now.
That would work for me.
Yeah. That introduction would need to be in bold for me so I could find it. All right. Motion to adjourn.
Couple things. I don't know, though, actually, if we...
It'll probably be hard to do... Yeah, it'd be hard to do calendars.
Well,
yeah.
Can
you speak for Betsy?
Can I just pass on mine, which is related to the calendar?
Yeah, and I was just going to tell him this, too. Okay. But real quick, and then Dorian has something else. So just be thinking, because there aren't enough of you here to make a decision on this, but Nancy asked me to mention that you're scheduled to have a meeting on December 27th, and that's not a good date. A lot of people are out. So
you think?
We won't be
Why?
Here. Possibilities are the 15th, which is a Wednesday, and the 16th, which is a Thursday. So maybe those of you that are here can check your calendars, and you can talk about it at the next meeting.
Are you going to send an email to the group for a proposed change?
I think she was just going to...
Nancy or somebody?
Nancy was probably just going to mention it at the next meeting, because it's still September. There's still time.
Yeah.
So she probably just is going to have a group discussion about it.
So.
It's just kind of a heads up.
Great.
And I just wanted to pass on something that Eric had asked us to bring up, was that just for your information, there is a briefing on the South Kirkland parking lot going to the City Council next Tuesday night, so on the 21st. And so that's...
Was it a briefing from whom?
From staff, and providing them with the comments from the advisory group. And a fact sheet. So staff has prepared a fact sheet that describes, what the zoning is, what the issues are with Bellevue, a reminder about the comprehensive plan changes, kind of some of the concerns that have been brought up by the groups and some responses to those.
And then they're also being given a options for processing the park and ride, because they can either processing the code amendments. Those can either be included with the Lakeview neighborhood update, or they can be processed along a separate track. So we're checking in with the council to see what their preference is. And I think the Lakeview Neighborhood Advisory Group and the Central Houghton Advisory Groups have been copied on the packet. So.
And what night is that? That's
next Tuesday, the 21st.
21st is this month, okay. Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
That's it.
Perfect.
Motion approved. Second?
Second.
Motion seconded. Any discussion? Meeting adjourned.